Okay, the Malbim has a ton to say in Parshas Shmini. Parshas Shmini begins with the dedication of the Migdash ceremony. Take a look inside the Psukim. Hi bayom Shmini. So after 7 days of Moshe Rabbeinu serving as the Kohen Gadol and bringing various sacrifices in the Mishkan for the Miluim, so for 7 days they brought one set of sacrifices, and then on the eighth day, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to bring a different set of sacrifices, and that's the beginning of what the Malbim talks about. We have the new ID cards on the way out. You should pick up from the guard. Pick up your ID card. Okay, so the pasuk says like this. Now I want to remind you that the Malbim's entire commentary on Vayikra is all a commentary on the Medrash, on the Toras Konim. So we're going to be learning not just the Chumash, but also the Medrash and then the Malbim's commentary. So take a look. So he starts off with a question. Achar shebechol zayin yimei miluim haya korban aron avonim. Par lechatos v'ayil la'ola v'ayil l'shlamim. Right, we read in the last couple of parshas. We read last week that for all the 7 days of dedication of the Mishkan, so Aaron and his sons brought a bull for a chatas, a ram for an ola, and a ram for a shlamim. So why, here, take a look at Pasuk Beis, it's a different, on the eighth day there was a different carbon. Vayomer Aaron, kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas, so you had to bring an egel, a young calf, for a chatas, v'ayil la'ola t'mimim, just a chatas and an ola. No shlamim. So the Malbim wants to know, Lama b'yom zeh ba egel t'muras par. Why is there an egel now instead of the bull for the last 7 days? V'ashlamim lahivi klal. There wasn't a shlamim at all on the eighth day. So take a look at the medrash. That's the next paragraph is the medrash. V'yom al aron kal chayig b'mor kal lachatas malami shem al moshe aron aron achi afal pishin nisrat zam makom lachapra avon osecha. Zorach ata litain l'soch piv shel satan, shlach doron lefanecha, ad shlo tikanis lemigdash, shema yisna'echa bebiyascha lemigdash. So, shema tomar ein tar kapar el ani. So, the Medrash says on this pasuk that Hashem told Aaron that despite the fact that Hashem himself had already forgiven Aaron for the sin, whatever role that he played in the golden calf, in the sin of the Cheta Egel, but now you have to send a gift to the Satan. Send a gift to the Satan before you walk into the Beis HaMikdash to serve as the Kohen Gadol, because if you don't send a gift to the Satan about the Cheta Egel, so maybe the Satan's going to ruin all of your service that you're going to do in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Medrash says. And maybe you'll think, only you need kapara? He says, no, the Jews also need kapara. So that's why in the next pasuk, take a look in the Chumash, right, pasuk Gimel, you need a goat for a chatas, an egel and a keves b'nei shana la'ola. So the Medrash continues, halo af Yisrael tzrichim kapara. Why do they have to bring more? You have to atone for two sins. What was Vayishchatu Sir Izim? It's the chet of Mechiras Yosef. V'yesh b'yedchem b'sof asulam egel ma'secha. Yavo Sir Izim v'yichapra ma'ise Izim. So Bnei Yisrael had to bring a goat to atone for the sin of Yosef. Yavo egel v'yichapra ma'ise egel. And they also had to bring an egel to atone for the act of the egel. Let's take a look at the Malbim's take on this.
Would it be a satan, even saying for a satan, would it be considered a
zarah? Yeah. So there's two sources in Chazal where you have something like that, right? By the Sar Lazazel on Yom Kippur, right? The goat that we throw off the cliff. It's the Ramban says it's a gift to the Satan. So Uri's asking, what kind of gift to the Satan? That's like the wrong religion. You want to give a gift to the... We don't give gifts to the Satan. What exactly does this mean? So So the Malbim addresses that. So let's see. And the Malbim is going to ask in a minute. Well, we'll get to that second part. Just you got to keep both pieces of the Medrash. First, he deals with the first part. So he quotes the Medrash. And again, the whole Malbim and all of Sefer Vayikra is all a commentary on the Medrash. So you have to always read the Medrash first to know what the Malbim is talking about. So that's going to be a slight difference in Parshas Vayikra and Sefer Vayikra. So he says, what does it mean to give to the Satan? I know then, here's important lesson number one. Malbim says that, let's say, if a big Talmud Chacham does an Aveira, it's not the same thing as a regular Stam person doing an Aveira. It's not the same thing. Somebody who should know better, who's been brought up differently, who's learned a certain amount of Torah, the greater a tzaddik a person is, the more close a standard, the more exacting a standard HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds that person to. And God doesn't expect the same thing from every Jew. It depends on your circumstances, it depends on how you grew up, it depends on where you were, you know, what you learned, and where you're holding in life. And God doesn't demand with everybody. We have a statement in the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakte kim tzadikim kechut ha-saira. That when it comes to tzadikim, God holds them to a higher standard. You should know better. You were raised a certain way. You're already on a higher madriga. Tzaddikim don't have the same, don't have necessarily, they've already worked on themselves, so they don't have the same challenges that a regular person has. And it's not just tzaddikim and regular people. Every person on his level, where he is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds him to the standard of where he is. In other words, everybody's supposed to look to get to that next level. So, every person's unique individual struggle to get to that next level of where he is not the same as the next person. Everybody is at their own different place along the continuum. So God holds different people accountable depending on what's considered a sin for one person might not be considered the same level sin for another person because he's just not holding in the same place. So that's, I think, itself a very, very important idea that the Malbim says. Look how he plays it out in this case. He says that Api Hanoda, he just says, this is known. Ki yigdal achet l'fi erich ha'isha asa asa. Shagam chet katan, even a small sin, yigdal ma'od im asa asa adam gadol. V'chein tiktan ha'tshuva, v'azchus l'fi erich ha'adam, v'azlomish ha'tshuva v'azchus ha'shetaspik l'adam ha'pachos. It could be if you have a kid in yeshiva who's like mamish, a mushchas, and he's really struggling and he's dabbling with things he shouldn't be. If he does one small little good act, in God's eyes, that small little good act might be, for a different person, like something huge. Something you know, like you finish Shas. If one kid decides one day to put on film with Kavana and he's mamish, has a terrible situation and he's in deep, you know, trouble in so many areas, if one day he decides he's doing good, that Hashem might consider that for somebody who's sitting and learning all Yom HaValayla in Yeshiva, like he finished Shas. You know, it might be like that. V'lochein, Yitzuyar, Sha'atshuva she'asa ha'adam al-cheto, she'niskabel baratzon b'yosef madriga katana, lo tasbik acha she'ola la'madriga l'malas. He says, it might be the tshuva that you do, let's say the tshuva that you do when you're on a low level, might not be the same tshuva that's asked of you when you're already developed and grown and you're at a higher level. She'az yis'or achet v'yigdal afi madrigasu atav t'smayit azchus. Oh, he says, "Al pi hanocha zu amar Moshe l'Aaron, shehagam shekvar kibul l'Kadosh Baruch Hu tshuva asu nisrat alo." Yes, Aaron sinned a little bit. Looks like a minor sin in the Chet Ha'egel. He had a small part in it, and God already forgave you. But now you're coming to be the Kohen Gadol and the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. Now you're stepping up. Now you're elevating. You're being elevated to this high madrega of serving God Beis Hamikdash. You might need to do some more. Says something very interesting. God already forgave you, but the Satan might use this as an opportunity to try to convince God, hey, look at this big fancy schmancy Kohen Gadol. He sinned in the sin of the golden calf. Now I know at that time you forgave him already for the sin of the golden calf, but now look who he is. He's the big Kohen Gadol. Maybe he's going to need more kapar. He'll say bad things, Lastino, Lefi godel korvaso el elokim ata, because now he's getting close to God. Shelofiu ketana tshuvasa v'godel chata l'mal arosh. V'lochein sivo l'hakav egel l'chatos al maiseh ha'egel. So he needed an egel for the egel. V'yan shezerak liston piyam ha'kachik levad ki Hashem kvar kibel tshuvaso v'hevri chet v'lo yinachim l'chein lo haya tzarech l'shlamim. He didn't need a shlamim anymore. She'en yanam losim shalom beinu levin aviv shebashmaim. He already had that shalom. God already forgave him. Ki kvar sam lo Hashem shalom. L'haya tzarech v'ak l'shloch doron l'satan. V'haya dai b'chatas v'ola. Ratzah ha'praklit v'nichnas doron achrav. Once he did the chatas, so then he could bring in the ola. Uvuzeh hutra ha'shela rishona. So again, I don't know if he totally answers Uri's question, what's going on here, but apparently there is this, in the Malbim's eyes, there is this fascinating bifurcation. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mochelim ready, but he's afraid that the satan's now going to stir it up again. So therefore he just needed one chatas to egel chatas to tell the satan, I get it. I know I'm on a higher madriga now. I got to bring a carbon. I got to add a little bit to my tshuva process from the cheda egel. So he wanted to add to make sure, even though I'm now on the higher level. I still realize so that even that little avera maybe is more significant. So I'm going to bring an egel chatas. Give me one second. But I think the big mussar, I think for us, the main thing that I want to take out of this is every person shouldn't think that they have to do the same tshuva as somebody who's on a high madriga. And the higher a person is, the more God expects from him. So a person can't think, oh, I already, I took certain steps in my life, I got to a higher level, so now I'm good. Right? If you're at a higher level, God expects more of you. That's the way it is. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. That's what we say. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. You do one mitzvah, so now, oh, you're ready better. You took upon yourself one thing, so now you're ready for the next level. So it has to be growth always. And Hashem, the higher level you get, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from you. That's the way it goes. And I want to continue, so I want to point that this is really the highlight. This next little piece is very, I think, very, very, very sharp. The Malbim says something very, very sharp here. I couldn't fit it into 140 characters. I couldn't tweet it, but... Oh, that's the next kasha, Dr. Joe. Beautiful. Take a look at the next line. That's it. Good. Take a look. That's what I wanted to get to. Listen, that's Joe. That's Mamish, the next line. Take a look. Look at the very next piece. This is question number two. Uvamesh tziva liYisrael havi sirizim lechaper al mechiras Yosef yipalei mod. What a pella, Mamish, Dr. Joe's kasha. Madua lo ikev ha'avon azeh lo yitzias mitzrayim kriyas yamsuf matan Torah ve'ech yisora at davkam cheta egel. Why all of a sudden now that we're talking about atoning for the sin of the golden calf, all of a sudden now the Jewish people have to also atone for the sin of the Chiras Yosef? That doesn't make any sense. Why not by Kriyas Yamsuf didn't we talk about? Why don't you have to atone for the Chiras Yosef? The Chiras Yosef didn't seem to block Kriyas Yamsuf, didn't seem to block the 10 plagues, didn't seem to block Matan Torah. Why all of a sudden now is Mechiras Yosef playing a role? Oh, beautiful. Joe, you're going to love his answer. This is an incredibly sharp answer. It was worth it to wake up this morning just for this answer. Listen to this answer. And it also gives a very important insight into sin, which we've talked about many times. Take a look at this. Mechiras Yosef, apol haya tov be'emes. Yehoi yosibu meis Hashem. Kmoshe kasov. Right? We talked about this a lot. That the sale of Yosef, actually, the deed itself was something good for the Jewish people. It was something the Jewish people needed. It ended up being good for Yosef's legacy. Yosef needed to be down in Egypt to become the viceroy, became the ruler of the entire world. It actually was something good for him. However, the brothers thought evil in it. The brothers thought it to be evil. Look what he says. Ki heim chashvu rak machshavtam hayara. Ki heim chashvu lasos lo ra hagam shenis galgal shayu l'tova. Even though it ended up being good for everybody, but they thought bad in it. So let's keep track of this.
I thought not. I thought they always learned that they always thought that they were doing something for the sake of the family. That they needed to do this.
Okay, that's true. There were some sources that said he was chayiv misa, whatever he was, But lamaisa in the psukim in the chumash, Yosef says, "Atem chashavtem l'ra'a, Elokim chashaval l'tova." You thought bad. You thought ill of me, but God thought good. So you're right. There's different opinions, totally. But simple pshat was that it's not aver. I mean, if they need atonement, right? We're talking about they need atonement, right? There's a lot of sources that say we're still paying for, right? In the tefillah on Yom Kippur, we talk about, right? Amacharta mekesef tzaddik. So it's a very fair point. But so let's keep score here. So the act itself was a good act, but the intentions were bad. Says the Malbim, Chet HaEgel was the opposite. The intentions were good, but the act was bad. Ube'egel haya behepech was the opposite. Shemachshavtem haya letova, shahiyu toim, shahashem yishra shechinasa al admus hazeh. They really were looking for a leader. They thought Moshe wasn't coming back. And they thought God, this is the Malbim's take on Chet HaEgel, they thought that God would rest his spirit on this calf. Just like God's spirit was on Moshe, they didn't know, they didn't have any leader, so God put the spirit on the calf. So this one was the opposite. He apparently quotes the Kuzari, who says that was the sin. That really their intentions were good, but the application, the actual act of creating this calf, that was the sin. Oh. The act was bad. The act was an act of Avodah Zarah, even though the intention was not intention of Avodah Zarah. The opposite. So God could forgive the sin of the golden calf if he would follow the intentions, but not the act. But if he follows the intentions and not the act, he's got a problem with Mechiras Yosef. Oh, says the Malbim, that's why now they got to atone for the sin of Mechiras Yosef again. Because you can't have it both ways. Which way are you going to follow? If you're going to follow the intention and not the act, so you're okay with the Chet HaEgel, but now you got a problem with Mechiras Yosef. If you follow the act but not the intention, you're okay by Mechiras Yosef, but you got a problem with the Chet HaEgel. So you can't have it both ways. Says the Malbim, that's why now they had to atone. For the sin of Mechiras Yosef, a sharp charifus. Wow, Joe, unbelievable. No, aval oz halo yesh biyadum betchila chet Mechiras Yosef v'mar hena lo hanisham Mechiras Yosef. You know why he didn't punish them after Mechiras Yosef? Because he followed the act. The act was a good act. Im kein yesh biyadchem basof memarushach v'lochein yavo soya. Wow, laman teitzu nikiim mikol ofen. So now you need a tone from both of them, so you nikiim mikol ofen. Okay, a very sharp. Very, very sharp shot. But what do we learn from it? Well, what idea can we take from it? What Musar idea can we take from it? So I thought we could take from it that we have to realize that every action that we do, every good action that we do, and every negative action that we do has two parts to it. It has the act itself, and it has the thought process behind the act. And God takes both of them into account, and both are important. So when we're thinking about how to improve, how to do things better, so there's the realm of the actions, and then there's the realm of the thoughts. So sometimes a person does a good action, but his intentions are bad. Intentions are bad. Like, I don't know, I was thinking sometimes people do acts of chesed, but they want to be recognized for it, right? They want everybody to know that it was them who did it. A lot of people who do things like that, and sometimes the intentions are not, motives are not always pure, even if the act is good. And other times you have situations where people have the best intentions, but at the end of the day, it doesn't come out the right way. You know, they want to do the right thing, but they end up doing something that's not the right thing. So we have to be careful about both. We have to analyze the actions that we do and make sure that the actions are the right actions. That's one thing that we have to try to fix. But there's a whole separate story is analyzing the thoughts and the intentions. I think that's one thing that comes out of this Malbim, that you could do a good act, but if your intentions were bad, it's a problem. It requires atonement. I mean, I guess you could look at it the other way too. The Malbim was saying, until the Chet HaEgel, they were okay in Mechiras Yosef because they got away with it because the act was good, even though the intentions were bad. Either way, whatever lesson you want to take out of it, the bottom line is both are significant. Both are significant. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to nail you too badly if the intentions are good, even if the actions, but at some point, we're going to end up having to pay that back as well. Okay. Now, take a look at the next piece from the Medrash. Vayomer Moshe, Zeh HaDavar She'atziv Hashem Tasu. Amar Lahem Moshe LeYisrael. This is interesting. You got to look at it in the Chumash for a second. And again, I mean, the Malbim talked so long on this parasha, and as you see with these sheets, I have like tons. We're not going to anywhere near finish it in 45 minutes, but this is all the good stuff. So I gave you some good, the long Shabbos afternoon. So you know you could catch up a little bit on the Malbim. They're very long. Not such a long Friday night. It's good for the sleep, but there's a long Shabbos afternoon. Long Shabbos afternoon. My custom on Shabbos is that Friday night I go to sleep very, very early, so I like a camel. That's for the rest of the week. Although somebody sent me an article yesterday because he's getting nervous. I'm not sleeping that much. Sent me an article. There was an article yesterday about how you got to get 7 hours of sleep every night. We'd be different people if we all got 7 hours of sleep every night. I'm almost like that. I got 7 every 2 nights, but whatever. But he says everybody, the whole world is like not sleeping enough. Anyway. If you want the article, I'll send it to you. Very eye-opening. What? That's what I'm saying. Okay. So my custom on Shabbos is Friday night I go to sleep early, but Shabbos afternoon I don't sleep. Try to use the time for learning. Anyway, so take a look. This pasuk makes very little sense. Take a look. So you have take the egel, right? Al bnei yisrael tedaber lamar kuchur siyuzim lachatas. Now look at this. Pasuk Vav. Yomer Moshe. Moshe says, Zeh HaDavar She'atziv Hashem Tasu. This is what you have to do. V'yirah Lechem Kvod Hashem. So that God's presence should rest on you. That's it. Yeah, he doesn't say what to do, though. He doesn't say what to do. And then it goes. Yomer Moshe. I'm Kavalam is bad. So it's just a little bit strange. So let's take a look at the Malbim. No, first the Medrash. Vayomer Moshe, Zeh HaDavar She'atziv Hashem Tasu. Amar Lahem Moshe LeYisrael, Oso Yetzer Hara Ha'avir Milibchem. So that Yetzer Hara remove from your heart. V'tiyu Kulchem B'yira Achas U'Veitzer Achas L'Sharis L'Fnei HaMakom. K'Shem Shu Yechidi Ba'olam. Kach Te'av Adasim Yuchedes L'Fanam. Shenemar U'Maltem Es Orlas L'Vavchem. You should do a bris mila on the orla of your heart. V'pnei Ma Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. If you remove the arla from your heart, if you remove the foreskin from your heart, if you remove the yetzahara from your heart, so God will be able to have his presence dwell on you. So what in the world does this have to do with the Mishkan? So the Malbim here goes back to a theme that we've spoken about many times in the past. Take a look. Vayomer Moshe, Zeh HaDavar She'atziv Hashem Tasu. Lo yadanu matziva shayasu heim, says the Malbim. It is not at all clear in the pasuk what God is telling, what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people that they're supposed to do. It doesn't say that they're supposed to do anything. It says, this is what you should do so that God's presence should rest on you. But he doesn't tell them what to do. So what's going on? What does it mean? So that's why the Medrash talks about something about getting rid of the Yetzirah. So what does getting rid of the Yetzirah have to do with this pasuk? So listen to the Malbim's beautiful take on this. Lo yadanu matziva she'asuhem v'lo heim lo asu davar. Rak Aaron avad avadasa. The Jewish people didn't do anything. Upirsha b'sifra. Rabosai, the sifra, that's the medrash that we quoted above. The sifra is the medrash halacha on Vayikra, right? Mechilta is the medrash halacha on Shmos. Sifra is the medrash halacha on Vayikra. Sifrei is the medrash halacha on Bamidbar and Dvarim. That's why it's called Sifrei in the plural. It's on two books. Bamidbar and Dvarim. Oh. Upirish b'sifra b'derech hadrush. She'atziva shehem yasu maisa ha'kohen gadol. They should do the act of the kohen gadol. Shema she'yasa ha'kohen gadol b'beis migdash ha'gadol. Yasu heim b'beis migdash ha'katan. Every person is his own kohen gadol in the beis ha'migdash ha'katan. Where's the Beis HaMikdash HaKatan? It's man's heart. That's the Beis HaMikdash HaKatan. I think that's a misprint. I think that should say Shehu. The Hay and the Vav got mixed up there. Shehu HaLev. Asher Sham Mishkan Kvod Hashem. Moshe Kosov, Vishachanti Besocham, right? Va'asuli Migdash, Vishachanti Besocham. Make for me a Migdash so that I will dwell in you. In you. Ukimosha Zavchu Kochos Hachayim Viktiro Samamokta Bimizbecha Gadol. Just like we take a wild live animal and shecht it on the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, the big base Hamigdash. Kain Yizbach Kol Ish Kochos Nefesh Hamisavim Hamisor Misitra de Beira Shua Yetzahara Al Mizbeach Hakatan. Lahavir Aide Eish Avas Hashem Shal Heves Ka. Acheyichay Kol Kochosav Chomach Shavosav Lodon Amiyuchad. Wow. So you take a wild bull and you slaughter him on the big Mizbeach. So you gotta take the bull that's inside each person's heart. Who's that? The animal that's inside each person's heart. Who's the animal that's inside your heart? The Yetzirah. You got to shech that Yetzirah on the Mizbeach of the fire of Avas Hashem. How do you shech that Mizbeach of the Yetzirah? With the fire of Avas Hashem. With the fire of Torah. With the fire of Talmud Torah. The fire of learning. The fire of davening. So you got to shech that animal. Wow. Shall have as ka ache yich kol kochos machot adam yuchad kfar biyarnu hadav barucha. Yeah, I explained this already. The masisem kain, last line, if you do this, the yera alechem kvod Hashem lishkav kvod kavod besochachem. Right, in that battle, in that lifelong battle with the Yetzirah, that lifelong battle with the Yetzirah, how do you shecht it? Through the eish avas Hashem shall have as ka. Through the fire of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way a person slaughters his Yetzirah. We have to remain in the fight. We have to remain in that fight as time goes on to slaughter that Yetzirah. So even though nowadays we don't have a Mizbeach, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so the Malbim here is giving us the hint to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's to be involved in the Milah. The Bris Mila, right? Yesterday, my family, we had the zchus to have a Bris Mila in the family. So the Mila on the outside is to get rid of the physical foreskin. But the Torah talks about getting rid of the Yetzirah in the form of a Bris Mila. Umaltem es orlas levavchem. Mila, umaltem. You have to circumcise the foreskin of the heart. The foreskin of the heart is the Yetzirah that blocks the heart from having that love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole idea of a Bris Mila is a similar kind of idea, that the idea is to remove the foreskin, the blockage. That's the physical foreskin, which symbolizes the spiritual foreskin. And many say that's why it's on that part of the body, because that's the part of the body that talks about taivas, that connects to that. Anyway, let's continue. So we have to stick in the this pasuk's talking to us, the Yom Moshe. Zeh davar shetziu Hashem tasu. This is what you got to do. V'yirai lechem kvod Hashem. If you want God's presence to be on you, in other words, don't think this is just avoda for the Kohanim and Beis Hamikdash. You got a chelik in this also. You. If you want the shachanti mesocham, so every Jew's got to contribute also. He's got to fight his own personal yitzhar. He's got to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu to fight that. Oh, now take a look at the next pasuk. Vayom Moshe Aaron krav al mizbeach. Come close to the mizbeach. What do you mean, come close? Was he far away? So take a look at the. Vayom Moshe krav al mizbeach. Mufarish b'mishnah. V'vishahaya Aaron nasag achar. The Medrash says, when he says Mishnah, means the Medrash. The Medrash says Aaron took a step back. For one of two reasons. One reason, right? Can you imagine? Aaron, who is the Oy of Shalom, or Ode of Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu says, come. You're going to come into the Beis HaMikdash to serve HaKadosh Baruch with all the miracles, the presence of God, in the shadow of God, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim over there. So Aaron, he took a step back for two reasons. One, either because He was embarrassed because of the greatness of the king. He remembered his sin of the golden calf. No, you'll bring the carbon, the sin will be gone. Generally speaking, there are two reasons why a person has difficulty confronting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why a person has difficulty, let's say, davening. Why do people have difficulty davening? So there's two, at least, theoretical, philosophical reasons. There's a lot of reasons why people have difficulty davening. The words don't mean anything, and they say the same thing every day, and it's boring, and it becomes routine. But on a philosophical level, so sometimes people say, who am I to come talk to God? Who am I to come talk to God? For two reasons. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so omnipotent, omniscient, he's so high and holy and mighty, what does he want to hear from me for? Either because he's so high or because I'm so low. Those are the two major obstacles. That people view themselves as not worthy, or they view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as way, way beyond our comprehension. So Hashem says to Aaron, listen, God wants your service. Krav al Mizbeach. Come close. Aaron was taking a step back. He didn't want to go, and he said, I'm not worthy of it. So Moshe tells him, Krav al Mizbeach. You do tshuva, if you regret your past, if you do tshuva, you feel bad about it, you accept upon yourself not to do it again, God takes you back. He accepts you. Krav al Mizbeach. Come close. Come close. We have to not allow these two things. We understand. We do feel these things. We feel inadequate. We feel inadequate. That's normal. We're human beings. We're flesh and blood. We feel inadequate to stand in front of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we take three steps back and three steps forward before davening. Because we, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. God, you should open my mouth. Who am I? Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. I need you to open my mouth. I don't feel worthy to open my own mouth. If you say you want to hear my tefillos, okay, I'll be able to. So we understand this humility. This humility is appropriate. It's appropriate. But at some point, God wants you to take those three steps back and then take those three steps forward as a sign of humility. You realize you're not worthy to be in the presence of Hashem. But once you take the three steps back, you realize you're not worthy, then God says, okay, come, I want you to take the three steps forward. I want you to come forward. I want you to come close. I want to hear your tefillos. In other words, like we like to say, somebody who really feels that he's not worthy, that's who God feels is worthy. But it's got to be you really feel that way, right? You really feel that way. Okay, let's continue. Look at the next medrash here. Again, there's so much to say. I'm not going to have time to say it all. You got to do the rest for homework. Ma Talmud Lomar Vayihi. So this is going back on Vayihi Bayom Hashmini. Why Vayihi? It should have just said, Uvayom Hashmini. On the eighth day, Moshe, what's Vayihi? So the Medrash says, Malamich, I says, Simcha lefan of Bamarom, ki yom shenivar ubo shamayim va'aretz. On this day that the Mishkan was consecrated, there was Simcha before God. Vayihi is a lashon Simcha. Ki yom shenivar b'masa b'reishis hu omer vayihi era vayihi voker v'chana omer vayihi v'kemen shekilu Yisrael smalachas ha-Mishkan. So this is an idea that the Malbim has stressed in the past. I believe we did this idea in Bereishis, the very first parasha in the Torah. We talked about this. How there are two paths to creation. There's the physical creation, then there's the spiritual creation. There's the laws of nature. That's the creation of the heavens and the earth, the sun. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim es haaretz, says the Malbim. God created the laws of nature. The sun rises, the sun sets, the rain falls, stuff grows. Happens by itself. But then there's also the spiritual creation. That's man's actions. That's man's actions. If man does the right thing, if the Jewish people do the right thing, then there's a whole nother set of creation, which is miraculous, which is never ending, which is God pouring his blessings on the world as a reward for doing the right thing. So the Maamun goes back to that idea here. Look what he says. Vayhi means God's going to do something amazing, a miracle. Havaya chadasha reshuma. Befrap and misbar asturi ain't derech sheyavim mos vayhi. Just vayhi bayom hashmini doesn't make sense. Rakim nishav a davar chadash v'rashim. Upohayel alomer bayom hashmini kara. Lomer vayhi lomar shebo bayom haya inin chadash. There was something very new that happened. Moshe yomer b'maisa bereshis vayhi erev al shakol yom nasim avaya chadasha. Just like Ma'aseh Bereishis, every day something brand new happened. Kain b'yom hashmini. V'zehu shekasim malamit shayis ha-simcha lefanav. Amuva megillah yudam and beis. V'ha'inyin. Ki b'mei Bereishis bar Hashem ha-teva v'anhaga rishon ha-sturim b'seid ha-kavua. Chok v'lo yavar. Hanhaga yoredas mil mala lamata. Nature comes from heaven to earth. V'melachas ha-mishka nishtach l'anhaga shnia. Now with the building of the Mishkan, we have a second Hanhaga. Ha Heshkechi is holy milamata lamala. Depends on man's action. Lefi Maisa Am Hashem, the Kishron Libam. Hanhaga Rishon says the Shemayim Ba'aretz. Hanhaga Shnima says Mishkan U'Migdash. So that's the connection between the building of the Migdash and Maisa Bereishis. That's why Moshe blessed them. Shetishra Shechina B'Maase Yedeim. That's the opposite of nature. Everything depends on man's action. So they said, "V'hinoam Hashem aleinu, shinoam shkinaso v'ashkachaso, umase yadenu konan aleinu." Yes, may it be God's will that gods should see our actions and should give us reward according to our actions. This is what happened with the building of the Mishkan. A new era of the Jewish people was starting. That there's going to be a Beis Hamikdash and people are going to bring karbanos. And the Jewish people are going to have a central location to go to worship God. And with this place that was now created, so now man's actions, it's almost like the world was recreated again. That's the Vayihi Vayihi. Vayihi Vayom Hashmini Vayera Vayivokar Yom Rishon. Something new is being created now. Just like in creation, something new is being created every day, brand new, in the physical world. Now a whole new plane of existence. What's the new plane of existence? Man's actions now can determine what happens in the world. Man's actions can now affect creation. When the Kohen does the service in the Beis Hamikdash, things change in the world. So this is very important. Now, the only other things I'm going to say, the next piece talks about what was the sin of Nadav and Avihu, right? Redifas HaKavod. They wanted honor for themselves. They said, Masai Yamusu's Kenem Alolu. When Moshe and Aaron going to die, we're going to be able to do it. So obviously the search for Kavod is always going to bring people to terrible results. And what's Vayidom Aaron? He says Aaron was quiet. It means he stopped talking. That Aaron was involved in Tzidik HaDin. Tzadikim are always do Tzidik HaDin. The next paragraph talks about, and the same idea, why did Tzadikim always Matzdik Din? Tzadikim always say, whatever God does, even if it looks like it's bad for me, Tzadikim always say, God has a plan. Either it's because they see how lowly they are and how great God is, or they view that God has also given them so much good, and sometimes God gives you a lot of good and you don't appreciate it, and then bad happens also. That's what Yaakov says, Katonti mikol chasadim. He says, Avram said, Anochi ofer ve'efer. Yaakov said, Katonti mikol chasadim. And David HaMelech, that's the quote from the Medrash. And David said what? Hevishu namku chavurosai mipnei ivalti. David realized that he sinned and God was correct in punishing him. What's the third one? You look at your sins. There's three reasons to do Tzidik HaDin. Either you see how man is lowly in his service and God is great, or you look at the good that God has done, or you look at the sins that people do. One of those three things. So Aaron did all three. And that's why Vayidom Aaron. He saw this tragedy happen, he was quiet. He was quiet because he did Tzidik HaDin. It's important for a person to to do tzedek hadin, to realize that when things happen, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a righteous judge, and whatever he does is done in righteousness. And the last piece, he talks about the tremendous midos of Aaron. Who was Aaron? He was the Ohr of Shalom, Rod of Shalom. So that you're going to have to do for homework. The very last piece talks about how to be holy. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. So what are the lessons that we learned today? We learned lessons about how to rebound from sin. That's what's been talked about. How to rebound from sin. Again, the message that I always feel is so important to communicate to people is that we always have to feel that we can rebound from sin. That there's always that next level in front of us. And we shouldn't look at somebody else and say, that person's on that high madriga, there's no way I'll ever get to that madriga. I'm at my madriga. A person has to know, what's my next level? What's my next step? What's my next thing that I can take upon myself? That's important. As long as a person's always going up, there's no such thing as just being at that level. There's no such thing in Judaism as reaching a certain level and that's the level you're supposed to be for life. No such thing as that. That's why every person's on a different level. And that's why Aaron, now that he was taking a step up, so the Malbim says God has higher hasagas for him. Now he has a new vista to conquer. There's no such thing in life. Person gets older, comes a grandparent, evens up. Now you made it. Now you hit the level. That's it. You're already old. You're already a grandparent. Now it's time to just sit back and sip martinis on the beach. We don't believe in that. We don't believe in that. Every person has a new vista to achieve. So hopefully we could read the parasha and think about the lessons of this parasha and see how the whole building of the Mishkan and the bringing of the sacrifices and the starting of the service was a new level for Klal Yisrael. Hopefully we should use this to achieve a new level for us, and we should be zocha one day to be able to get back to that place, to see the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. We should be zocha to be able to see that madrega, to have that place back that we can go and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we've been wanting to do for so many years. May that day come and hear me. Amen, amen, amen. Rabbi Chanan ben Kasher Maros HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zachos Yisrael Zichu Yibbalem Tomas Shemar Adonai Chofei Tzaman Tzidko Yagdil Tzarov Yadir.
The Dalai is going to ask me about the